All right, happy Sunday, church. Feeling good, feeling great. If it's your first time here, welcome to Heartway. I'm Pastor Brendan. I'm one of the pastors here at Heartway Church. I have the great honor and privilege of sharing this morning's message with you all. I'm really excited. This morning, I want to share with you guys an idea. It's a concept. Some would consider it a practice. I consider it an art form. It's something that I've adopted and also implemented into my own life, and it's been really extremely helpful, not just in my spiritual life, but also in my life in general. And what I want to talk about this morning is creating space, the art of creating space. Because whatever direction that we're going in life, when we want to create the best version of ourselves, all of us, we need to create space for that first. So whether it's creating space for your overall well-being and your health, creating space for mental health, creating space for your personal health, your physical health, or your overall growth as an individual. Maybe you need to create space for creativity, actual physical space, so ideas can flourish and you can be creative and just let creativity flow in and out of your life. Maybe you need to create space in your life for grieving. Maybe you've gone through something, some sort of trauma, and you haven't dealt with those feelings before, and you just need to sit in that space and learn how to deal with loss. Learn how to address those emotions. Maybe you need to create space for rest. Maybe you've been working too much. You just need some peace. You need to create some space to relax. Maybe you need to create space for somebody else. You know, a new relationship, a new love in your life. Maybe you're like me, you know, a new parent. You need to create space for another human being. You're so used to doing things a certain way, your own style and approach, and then this little human being comes and just ruins your whole schedule type of thing, right? You need to create space for that. Or maybe in the opposite direction, you need to create space for you. Maybe you've been so dedicated and focused on everybody else that you forgot about yourself. And you need to take time and to create space for you. Whatever that is for your life, think about it. And we need to learn how to create space. So a good example would be church. Church in itself is us creating space on Sunday mornings for our spiritual journey. Church itself is for us to create space for the spiritual practices that we have. So one thing that I love about Heartway Church is that it's like a safe environment for me. In my past, a lot of times, church has never really been safe. For me, I've always felt outcasted or never really like I belonged. But I feel that Pastor Danny and Emily do a phenomenal job of creating a safe space for all of us to practice our spirituality and to be able to engage with one another, build community, build friendships. But it's not just about the physical space, right? And it's more than mental space. Deeper than that, anything deeper than mental would be spiritual. It's this spiritual space that all of us get to practice our spirituality in. We get to dive into dialogue. We get to ask questions, argue, debate. We get to converse and have real talk about real things happening within our lives spiritually. And I think for me, that's why I love the art of the sermon so much. It's because the art of the sermon creates space for all of us to experience the Spirit in different ways. So when we're experiencing the Spirit, you may hear something, and you may hear something, and I may be saying, or Danny may be saying something, but you're going to be hearing whatever it is that you need to hear within your own lives. I remember this one time I was giving a small little nugget of wisdom, and I was talking about giving and tithing and how it's so important to have a giving heart. And after, later on, someone comes up to me, and they're like, man, you really touched me. What you said really helped me. I finally feel like I can let go of my ex. And I said, I'm glad you received that. It's not what my sermon was about at all. But that's what's beautiful about the sermon, right? That's what's mysterious about art. Authors and artists, they call it the death of the author, which means that when you create something and you share it with the world, it's no longer yours. People will interpret it however they interpret it because they're going to see it from a lens that's not your own. So that's why when you look at scripture, we all look at it differently. It's breathing within our lives a different way because we're all experiencing something different no matter who we are and what we're going through. So whenever we experience the sermon, the Spirit is creating space for all of us to experience whatever it is that we need to experience. Speaking of space, there's a lot of space up here. This is my first time actually preaching up here. I haven't preached in a while. I'll explain a little bit of that later on. But yeah, there's a lot of space happening up here. The other stage wasn't like as big, so you can only do so much. Like little electric slide, right, left, down. I can talk to you guys here. I can come up. But that's about it. But here, there's just a lot happening up here. Right? I could do it. I can lunge to the other side and talk to you guys if I needed to. Right? I could just come up to you guys. I could do a little glide and like, hey, right? I could ninja roll over here, backflip, cartwheel, do a little tumbling pass because I used to be in gymnastics. Right? Pastor Danny's in jiu-jitsu. He could do a little jiu-jitsu seminar now. Right? My baby boy, Bodie, he's 7 months, turning 8 months. He will have a field day up here. He's at that stage, you know, babies, they don't really like have any direction in life. They just like crawl, get up, turn over here, crawl over here, turn, get up, right? So my baby would have so much fun, but in our old space, that would never happen. My wife and I, we just moved to a new place, thank God. And not that our old space was bad, it was just tiny. We had this 600 square foot apartment. Some of you guys have been over, it's tiny. And like, it's really tough to have people over. And it's not that it's bad, like my wife and I were practicing minimalist, which means like we're not extreme about it, but we try like really well to have less stuff. And it worked for us. We don't have a lot, so we made it work. So we would always like to have company over. So that was the problem, is that like we had this, I'm out of breath from running around, by the way. I gotta remember not to do that. We would always have people over, and we liked that, but it was always tough because there was never room. So we would have like maybe like six people and it would just feel full. Like, hey, sit down on the wall because we don't have any space, right? So we would have people over, and that was the problem. It was like we enjoy having this small space, so we didn't need like a big space for more stuff. We just needed space to live a life that we wanted to live. We love having family functions. We love having dinner. I love making breakfast because that's the only thing that I can really cook. So I love making breakfast, people coming over. I enjoy that stuff, but we couldn't do that. We had our pulse groups there, which was awesome. We had all our pulse groups there. My wife Fortune, she had her mommy and me group, which was a huge success. If you guys went there, it was awesome. Every Thursday, it was mommy and me. So moms would come with their kids. And it was just a living room filled with mothers and me with their children. Every Thursday, I would get kicked out of my own home because it's mommy and me. And I would leave the house like, what about me? It says mommy and me. And I couldn't be there. But we made it work. And, you know, it wasn't that it was a bad space. It worked for us. We enjoyed it. We never really complained. But the problem is we love company. So we never felt like we can actually enjoy the space that we wanted to. We never could live the life we wanted to live because we just didn't have the space to do it. And life can feel like that, right? We have a lot of goals that we want to reach, a lot of things that we want to do. We have ways that we want to live within our lives. It just never feels like we have the actual space to do it within our lives. So think about it for yourself today. What would that look like if you were to create space in your life for that something or that someone? Or maybe even the opportunity of somehow. The ancient Hebrews, they had this word that they used called zimzum. Somebody say zimzum. Zimzum. I don't really know if that's how you exactly say it, but it sounds cool. Zimzum. So it's T-Z-I-M-T-Z-U-M. Zimzum. I like the way it sounds. Anyway, what they believed is that this was the way that they described the creation of the world. And what they believe is that before there was anything, there was only God. But for God to create something, God needed to create space for it first. So the same thing within our own lives. When we want to create something new within our own lives, we first need to create space for it first. A good way to think about this would be time. Have you ever said or heard anybody say, I'll make time? I'll make time for you. I'll make time for it. And I always found that like really silly when people say that because you can't do that. That's impossible. You can't create time. You're not God. You can't do that. I'm going to make time. Who do you think you are? There's only 24 hours in a day, right? You can't make 25, 26. No, it doesn't work that way. 24 hours in a day, you're not God. You can't do that. So when people say, I'm going to make time, what are they saying? What they're really saying is that they're going to take a space out of their day and they're going to take you and put it in that space because that's what it means to create space. To create space is actually not about addition. It's about subtraction. Sorry, I'm giggling in my inside because I was practicing it this morning and I was trying to remember that part, addition, subtraction. And I'm a very like illustrative person, how I need to remember it. So I found myself, I was like, it's not about addition, it's about subtraction. That's how I was doing it. It may not be funny to you, but for me, that's how I remembered it. Addition, subtraction. So if you have issues in your own life, That's how you need to remember it. Okay, it's not about audition. Sorry, I get off track. ADD. What was I talking about? Okay, good. It's not about addition. It's about subtraction. It's about getting rid of things. So I'm part of the 5 a.m. club, which means I wake up every single day at 5 a.m. on the grind, which at this point in my life was a complete lie because I'm a dad. So because I'm a dad, I wake up on the schedule of my son because he doesn't sleep ever. So I never get sleep. But I do wake up early. It's not at 5 a.m. all the time, but it's like 6 a.m., 6:30, 7, 7:30, 8, 8:30, sometimes 10. It all depends. But I do wake up early. I wake up early in the morning so I can get my day started. And I look at waking up early the same way that I would look at driving early in the morning. When you drive early in the morning, there's less people, right? Less traffic, less things to deal with. You could just go because there's open space to just drive and go. And that's how I look at driving. No, that's how I look at waking up early in the morning. You wake up early in the morning and it's like driving because there's less people to deal with, right? There's less phone calls, less text messages. There's less people to answer to. You don't really need to go on social media because no one's posting at that time anyway, right? Unless you have really international friends, right? But other than that, you don't really need to be on social media in the morning, so you don't need to do that. So for me, if I do wake up early, I have a solid couple of hours to get some stuff done. So normal day for my family. 8:30 in the morning is when my family gets up. They get up in the morning and we have breakfast together because that's the only thing that I can really cook. But also because we just love having family get-togethers and we think that family meals are really important. Around 8 a.m.-ish is when I hear my son, Bodhi, wrestling around and he just starts making noise. So I get up. Actually, I have a sound because I want you guys to hear it. Hold on, give me a second. Face ID, it works. Do you know my face ID works on my son? Isn't that scary? I know, that's really bad. Hold on. I should have put it on the screens, but I'm trying to create space in my life, and I didn't want to do that. But I have it. Okay, this is what my son sounds like in the morning, no lie. Okay, that's enough, that's it. It was more for me, not for you. I wanted to hear that myself. But so my son, at 8 a.m., I just hear that, ba, 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 ba. I call it baby tongues. He's speaking baby tongues, blah, 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 blah. And he's just speaking, and then I get up, and I go pick him up. I hang out with him for a little bit, and then I put him in the crib in the living room so that we can watch, you know, he can watch Elmo, because he likes Elmo and Sesame Street. I don't know anything else. He just hates it. But he watches that, and then I cook breakfast, and we get our day started. So think about it. If I was to wake up at 5 a.m., which I do occasionally, if I wake up in the morning, from 5 a.m.-ish, I'll wake up, I'll have some water, I'll make some coffee. After some coffee, I'll drink it, and then I'll get to work. From 5:30 till about 8 a.m.-ish, that's like 2.5 hours, right, to get some stuff done, to do me, right? And even if it's just an hour, trust me, with some uninterrupted time in your life, you can get a lot done in just an hour. And I find that it's so important for myself to do this. It's so important because no matter how many obligations and responsibilities that I have within my own life, I always need to remind myself that I need to create space for me. And that could be maybe early in the morning, and it could be late at night, it could be midday, whatever. But for yourself, you always need to remind yourself how important it is to create space for you. Because if you're the leader of your family, if you're the leader of your friends, if you're the leader of your community, they're no good if you're not okay. You need to create space for you, for your life. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about waking up early. If you wake up early in the morning, that means you lose hours at night, right? Or you lose sleep, because that's how it works. It's not about addition. It's about subtraction. It's about getting rid of things. So creating space is about looking at our life and seeing what doesn't need to be there. It's about learning how to gain from losing. Think about money or wealth, right? Increase comes from investment, which means you have to let something go. You gotta spend some money to gain some money. That's how it works. Think about relationships. Relationships with great love comes great sacrifice. You know, like that sacrificial love for the greater good of humanity and the salvation of the whole entire world type of love. We've heard that before. That sounds very familiar. See, the ancient Hebrews, what they also believe with this concept of Zimzum, that not just for God to create space for something new, is that for something to grow within that space, what they believed is that God needed to remove oneself. so that something can grow in that space. So if God was there, something new couldn't grow there. So even they understood this idea of sacrifice. They understood this idea of subtraction. For something new to happen within our lives, something's got to go. We need to create space through subtraction. So you may gain a couple hours in the morning, but you will lose some hours at night. You may lose some sleep. If you want to study a little bit longer, study a little bit harder, be more prepared, you may have to sacrifice and lose some hours at the nightclub. If you want to grind a little bit more and practice a little bit longer, you may have to sacrifice a little bit of your social life. If you want real, honest, and meaningful relationships within your life, you may have to sacrifice a little bit of social media and actually be social. What we're talking about is closing doors and opening ourselves up to new things, new emotions, new experiences. What are you willing to gamble? What are you willing to subtract? What are you willing to let go of in your life so that you can create space for something new to come in? Because when it comes to creating space, it's not just about having a to-do list. It's just as important, if not more important, to have a don't-do list. And to help us think about this concept, I want us to think about minimalism. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, my wife and I were practicing minimalists, which means we're not extreme about it, but we try every single day. Like literally, I don't know if you follow our social media feeds, but we're getting rid of stuff all the time. Books, clothes, shoes. I don't have many shoes. My wife has tons of shoes. I'm still trying to get her to let go of this stuff. We'll talk about it later. But we're always trying to get rid of stuff, furniture all the time. We're selling it, we're donating it, we're throwing it out. Because for us, what minimalism is really about is just having less so that you can do more and focus on the things that really matter in life. My wife is actually a professional organizer. 50% of her life is helping her clients just throw stuff out. And she always tells her clients that, hey, if it doesn't bring value to your life, get rid of it. You may not need it. If it doesn't bring value to your life, get rid of it. You may not need it. Think about what's cluttering your life and learn how to declutter your life. Because what it's about is minimalism for a lot of people. I understand that it could turn people off, like the idea of minimalism, because the word itself is a little scary. Maybe you're afraid to throw things out, or maybe you just think it's like a fancy, trendy word for home decor on HGTV, right? But minimalism is more of a lifestyle. So if minimalism turns you off, just change the word. Don't use minimalism. Use essentialism, intentionalism. Because what it's really about is being intentional about trying to live a more meaningful life and living a life that actually matters and creating space for the things that bring you joy and subtracting and getting rid of all the things that get in the way of the joy in your life. And it's never really about the material stuff when you think about it. It's never about the stuff. It's about what the stuff represents. And what does the stuff represent? Time. It represents the times that we had, the relationships that we once had, the moments that we experienced, the memories that we shared with people. So when you are able to let go of your stuff, your material things, then you're just letting go of your past and you're creating space for new memories and new people and new emotions. Or maybe material things, what it really represents is how you spend your time. Think about how much time you spend on stuff that you really don't care about. Like, have you ever sat in a space and just thought about clearly what actually matters to you? What are your values? What's important to you? Like, what does success mean to you? Because if you don't define success for yourself, someone will come along and define it for you. And you have to be intentional about that. You have to know what that means. For me, success is about diving into a creative project with people that I love. That's what success is for me. So it's about dedicating myself to work that I'm passionate about while creating a balance in my life where I can spend it with the ones that I love. That's what success means for me. What does it mean for you? Create space and stop wasting time on other things. It's about focusing on less, being intentional and eliminating the unnecessary. It's not really about just getting rid of everything though. It's about making space for your life, making space for joy and happiness, making space for those things that make you smile, not the things that bring you stress and bring you agony and pain. It's creating space for a life that matters. And one thing that I've learned throughout this journey is you need to learn how to say no to some things so that you can say yes to something. It's about being intentional. Essentialism, minimalism. What it is that's on your heart this morning that you want to make more and more a part of your life. I love what Paul says in 1 Corinthians. He says, time is of the essence, friends. There is no time to waste. So don't complicate your lives unnecessarily. Keep it simple. Think about how complicated we make life with all the stuff, material and non-material, all the things that we worry about, the stress that we have within our lives. Create space for something that's simple. And I understand that this process can be scary. The idea of letting things go, it's painful because creating space requires sacrifice. And sacrifice is not easy to go through. But as the old cliche saying goes, no pain, no gain, right? As I mentioned earlier, it's been a while since I've spoken here at Heartway, and for good reasons. Pastor Danny actually gave me some time off to kind of figure some things out in my life and reorganize some stuff because a couple months ago, I actually got laid off my job. And I was there for 10 years of my life, dedicated, passionate about the work, you know, involved in a craft that I enjoyed. And one day I walk into the office and they say, 5 p.m., hand in your badge, your ID, and get all your belongings. And you have to leave the premises. It's like I was there for so long, and then in a moment, I was a number. And I'm not gonna lie, it was rough. And if I can be even more honest with you guys, I'm a new dad. I'm a new father. This was real stuff for me. I know other people have experienced this, but I had my whole life figured out how I was gonna pay for things, how I was gonna buy things, how we're gonna go on vacation, and then you lose everything. And for me, that was really tough. I didn't know for a very long time, I can't say a very long time, but for a good amount of time, I woke up for a couple of days and I didn't know. It was the first time in a while that I woke up and I said, I'm not sure what's gonna happen. But now, not having a job, I had some time on my hands, you know, and I was finally able to sit in a space and just figure things out. And I was able to figure out what mattered to me, what I value, what direction do I actually want to go in, what type of life do I want to live. And if I'm honest about it, I don't know if I would have ever really made that leap by myself. Because I finally had space to figure things out, but most of the time what I learned in that space is that you don't really need somebody to teach you something. Sometimes it's just about being in a space, creating space for your life so that you can figure it out yourself. That's one thing that I really learned. That's what's important. A lot of us, we're looking for the teacher, the guru, we're looking for that. But sometimes you just need to create space in your life to be in it, to feel it, and to just figure things out. A couple years ago, my friends and I, we started this event called House of Drums. I've talked about it before. House of Drums is a community dance event that happens every Tuesday night in Fort Lauderdale for the youth, but also just for anyone that loves to dance. And it's been going on since 2012, still going on today, serving the community. It's a wonderful thing. And the night begins with a class, and it's a different class every week. And every class is so that we can keep our minds open to the idea of movement, so that we don't get closed-minded, so we learn something new every week. And then in the middle of the night, which is the majority of the night, we have what's called an open floor. And the open floor is you, a live DJ, music, lights, and that's it. No one's teaching you. There's no instructor. You're just here in open creative space, just expressing yourself freely. It's a beautiful thing. And some people, that's scary. But we encourage people because I think that that creative space is so, so important for people. Because what we believe at the house is that everybody needs space to find themselves, to lose themselves, and to recreate themselves. That's the journey of life, right? Is being in a certain space of life, finding yourself, losing yourself, and then recreating yourself. As the greats would say, if you want to find yourself, you have to lose yourself. Or as Jesus would say, those that find their lives will lose it, and those that lose their life will find it. That's what we're talking about this morning, creating space so that we can lose ourselves, find ourselves, and to recreate ourselves. When I was going through this being laid off situation within my life, these beginning stages, it was scary, it was daunting. There was a lot of feelings that you go through. You're scared, you're mad, you're upset, you're kind of happy, you're really confused, you're rejected, you're not sure. So it wasn't just like a space for me to just kind of sit back, relax, and vacation. This was a space I had to sit in and I had to grieve. I had to grieve the feeling of loss. I had to just sit there and feel what I needed to feel. And that's so important, to just sit there and feel. And why do I think that grieving is important? Because when it comes to creating space, it requires sacrifice. And sacrifice means loss. So when you are ready to create space within your life, you're going to have to create some space to grieve. And grieving is important because grieving is not about getting over things. Just make sure that you understand that. It is not about getting over stuff. What grieving is about is creating space within your life to feel and give yourself permission to feel those emotions without judgment and to know that it's okay to not be okay. So many of us, we are so easy to just kind of skip over those moments, but those moments, those emotions, you'll carry that for the rest of your life if you don't create space to deal with it first. You have to create space for grieving and own those feelings so that they don't own you for the rest of your life. And then when they pass, those feelings, those emotions, they pass. And then once they pass, then you can learn to let go a little bit. You let go of your grip and your control of life. And then from there, you're able to be open and you can be renewed and you can allow yourself to experience something new. I'm not saying to be depressed. I want you guys to know that. I'm not saying be depressed. I'm not saying be sad, but I want you guys to create space in your life for grieving, because what's important about that is that you walk through life with dignity and honor. So many people, they got spirituality all messed up, and I'm just a little bit of a rant. Any spiritual practice and any life practice that promotes escapism is unhealthy, because spirituality is not about running from your problems. It's about being a warrior and facing your battlefields. That's what spirituality is all about. It's not about running away from your negativity. It's about learning how to navigate through life in and through the positive and the negativity and still having honor and self-discipline and self-respect. That's what it's about. Oh, clap. Sorry, I don't get much of those. Those are nice. You can't be full of joy in your life without emptiness. And that's what you'll learn as you create space. You need to create space, you need to be emptied out, because for you to be full of joy, you first have to empty yourself out all the crap you don't need first. So get rid of that stuff first, and then you can finally be full with a life that you enjoy. So today, if you're sad, if you're upset, if you're going through something, that's okay. That's called being a human being. Be a human being. Don't let anyone take away your humanity. That's okay. Be a human being. And then as you go through those emotions and those feelings, then let them pass. And once they pass, then you can open yourself up to new. Just know that if you're feeling that way today, you're sad, you're upset, you're angry, it's just part of the process. You're just creating space. You're just going through some grieving, creating space for something new in your life. Because one thing that I've learned is that being broken and renewed are the two different sides of the same coin. Is what it really is. It's about falling, it's about failing, and then it's about finding your wings and learning how to fly. That's what it's all about. It's the same thing, just two different sides. And I want to leave you with this morning, because when it comes to creating space and we subtract things from our lives, we go through the grieving process. There's a lot that you have to think about, a lot that you have to go through, but it's a very practical way, but it's very difficult. So I want to leave you with this, because what is creating space really about? I want to share with you a parable about the disappointed student. There's this one student, and he's in the village, and he wants to know all the answers. He wants to know all the secrets. So he wants to learn from the best teacher in the world. So the village people, they point up to the mountaintop, and they say, up there is a house. And if you go up to the house, you will find the greatest teacher up there. So he creates space in his life, and he says, I'm going to do it. I'm going to climb that mountain. I'm going to find the greatest teacher. I'm going to learn from him because I need answers. So he goes off on a journey, but the journey is a lot longer than he ever expected. It's a lot harder than he ever expected. And it takes him a lot longer than what he thought. And once he gets up there, he's out of breath, and he had a lot of moments where he was going to turn around and go back, but he persevered. He went through it. And he got up to the top of the mountain, and then he knocked on the door. Nobody answered. So then he kicked the door open, and he looked inside, and nobody was in the house. And he looked around, and he was confused. He was mad. He was angry because he was lied to. He said, the greatest teacher was here. Nobody was here. So then he turned around because he was mad. He's about to walk out of that house. And as he's walking out of the house, he looks at the door, the front door, and has a mirror right on the door. And he looks at himself. And he drops to his knees and he's sobbing with joy. Because in that moment, what he realized is that the greatest teacher that he was looking for was him. What he was looking for when he was at the bottom of the mountain, that teacher that he was looking for, he became that teacher through climbing the mountain itself. What you'll learn is that it's never about creating the space. It's not about the space. It's about the person that you become while creating that space. You create that space so that you can become a better version of yourself, but don't focus on the space. You focus on the transformation, and you focus on the journey. So create space in your life for the best version of yourself. Create space for wholeness, for peace, for grieving. Whatever it is that you're going through today, this morning, this week, this year, create space to go through it. Be the warrior. Don't run from the battlefield, but face on your Goliath. And my greatest hope and prayer is that you create space for a life that actually matters. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for giving us this opportunity this morning to create space. To create space for a life that actually matters. For a life where we can put our values that you put in our heart right in front of our face and to be able to just face it head on and to be able to grab those goals, but also to open ourselves up to new experiences, new emotions, and new people. If we're grieving, allow us this space and this time to be able to grieve and go through those emotions and handle what it is that we need to handle. And I pray that someone in this room receives this word and they're able to create space to be a more loving Christ follower. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, everyone. Let's give God a hand. Awesome stuff. Love you guys. Hope you have a great Sunday. Enjoy. We'll see you next week.